What I'm going to do is I'm going to start my job. I'm going to go back to work. I'm going to work as hard as I can for the people of Minnesota.
And that was Al Franken yesterday joining us right now to discuss that. Susan Ferriccio, she's the chief congressional correspondent for the Washington Examiner. Susan, welcome back to Mornings on the Mall. How are you?
Very good. Good morning.
So that was Al Franken yesterday. How come he just gets to go back to work and others can't even get elected because of what they've done there? They can't even run, according to some people. What's going on in Congress as far as these sexual harassment scandals?
Well, you know, it's hard to say what's going to happen to Al Franken. That's right. He's gone back to work. He'll eventually have to run again for re-election and face the voters. And maybe by then it'll have all faded away in everyone's memory. But yes, you're right. There is a bit of a double standard. First of all, once you're a sitting member or senator, it's easier to get away with it, if you will. It's very hard to be expelled from Congress. It almost never happens. But if you're running for the seat, you know, it's much easier to say, hey, you know, don't run, drop out of the race. We don't want you. And besides, I think that the determination has been made that candidate Roy Moore is a bigger criminal in this instance than Al Franken. People have decided that Roy Moore has done is worse. That's what I hear people saying. Like, you can't draw any, the Democrats say, you cannot draw a comparison between Roy Moore and Al Franken.
But Susan, right? That seems like kind of a rationalization too, because I mean, in addition to the fact that may be true, there is a situation here where this is about protecting your party. I mean, Al Franken and John Conyers so far have been given a lot of leeway. But you've pointed out, look, that's changed. I see in your coverage, you cover this, you know, Nancy Pelosi this weekend, you heard her on Meet the Press talking extensively about how John Conyers is owed due process. But now she's changed her tune. Why is that?
Backlash. And the first point you made, Vince, is 100% correct. This is always about protecting the party. For both sides, for both parties. But yes, there was a lot of backlash against Nancy Pelosi, who was already feeling pressure and has been over the past months that, you know, the leadership on the Democratic side, marginalized in the minority for years now, needs a refreshing change, meaning Pelosi and all those who surround her, all in their 70s, need to go. So there was already pressure on her. So then here we have the comments she made yesterday, which is really old school, if you will, where she takes the, well, you know, we don't know all the evidence yet approach. That's again, the old school approach. The new approach was supposed to be, oh, yes, you're right. Conyers needs to go. Well, she got on board with that finally yesterday with the meeting with Melanie Sloan, who worked for Conyers back in the 90s and then became the founding director of an ethics watchdog group. Hard not to sit down and listen to her. So Pelosi came out and said, look, I find her to be credible, and I haven't talked to these other women, but their voices deserve to be heard. You know, she's sort of making amends or maybe clarifying what you will, you know, whatever you want to look at it, what she said on Sunday, but it may be just in a way to help rectify that whole situation, because she was getting a lot of heat, a lot of criticism.
So this is basically a way for the Democrats to just eat the weak gazelle at the edge of the watering hole, right? So they get rid of the Clintons, they get rid of Conyers, right? They get rid of the old weak ones, and that it's just their way of doing it.
But yes, but and now if you look at Al Franken, though, that's a tough one, though, because, you know, don't forget, when he won, it was by a couple hundred votes. That seat, you know, Minnesota is not necessarily a safe place for Democratic senators. So, you know, I don't think there's any mad rush to push him out of office right now. In fact, I get the sense there are a lot of people who want to defend him and that want to keep him in the Senate.
Right, but that's why he's kind of getting the soft hand, and he deserves due process.
Right.
And Conyers, I believe her.
Yeah, already 88 years old, another Democrat in his league. Replace him on judiciary, no problem. But you need to be careful, because you get the backlash of, you know, the Congressional Black Caucus. They're not happy with this. They don't want to see him pushed out. They may feel he's being treated unfairly. So you have to be really careful in the Democratic Party not to incite their own base, much in the same way on the Republican side. They need to be careful about Roy Moore.
Look,
you see Donald Trump walking the fine line. You don't want to incite that base either.
Look, here's another thing. I want to get back to Nancy Pelosi for a second and the fact that she believes Melanie Sloan. Melanie Sloan is a well-known quantity in Washington. She ran the Center for Responsibility and Ethics in Washington, and their job is to be an ethical watchdog of Congress. No longer does that, by the way, because Crewe was co-opted by Media Matters. That's a long story. But in her statement yesterday, Nancy Pelosi speaks to Ms. Sloan's credibility, referring to her as a respected ethics expert and attorney. Yeah. This is a problem for her because all accusers are supposed to be believed, not just the ones with high credibility.
Right. I saw that line. And then the next line, though, is that she says, I haven't talked to all the other accusers, but they need to be heard as well.
That's what we call wiggle room. Yes.
Uh-huh. That's right. That's right. Where it's like, well, I guess I trust Melanie Sloan because she's a lawyer, but these other low-level staffers, you know, there is this hierarchy on Capitol Hill where the low-level staffers are really, you know, they are ignored.
All we're saying is if you're a liberal today, you're still setting your hair on fire about Nancy Pelosi. That's it.
Susan Farish.
That's happening.
Susan, thank you so much for joining us. Have a wonderful day.